Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Again, I'll mention I want to wish all of our high school, college athletes, the junior high school athletes, a safe and successful fall sports season. We've got a great doubleheader today. Eric Bishop, he's the new fitness supervisor at Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness Center. My club, he'll be joining me, following in the footsteps of so many of our guests from the Health and Fitness Club over the years. And then sitting, it's 9/11, Jessica Crowley. She's a performance and wellness strengthening coach with Aspire Winning Edge for first responders and athletes. She's a 25-year veteran of law enforcement. And then it's the sports doctors in and your emails. First, I want to welcome Eric Bishop, the new fitness supervisor, Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness. Eric, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Eric, why don't you give us a little bit of background on you and your history in the world of fitness and personal training?
Yeah, sure. So I got into fitness about 16 years ago. Been something that's always been a part of my life. Got into it with the mindset of originally just trying to, you know, as a young kid, trying to grow, bigger muscles and try to, you know, do my part in high school. But I found that it was so much more than that. You know, it was a way of life, a wellness to it. You know, just overall everything benefiting my confidence. You know, how I viewed myself and just seeing it as kind of like a home away from home, but then also as a place to kind of relax and then sharpen my mind and focus. I got into that really at a younger age, so when I was 14, I ended up going to college over at Aurora University, majoring in health and fitness promotion. Got my Bachelor of Science there, had my minor in pre-med biology and business administration. Really dove into the books and the coursework, really loved it, tried to be a sponge with that and grow. I am certified through American College of Sports Medicine after, you know, I finished college, and then National Council of Strength and Fitness. I'm also certified in TRX. I'm also a certified level 2 athletic coach, as well as a certified exercise coach from the Exercise Coach franchise. From there, I got into, out of college, doing some personal training at some studios that were local in the area, but I knew I wanted to get into more of the medical integration route, being that there's two different areas you can kind of go into, and there's the commercial gym, and then there's more of the medical integration. And I was really interested more in that aspect because it's very close to my belief with exercise as medicine, focusing on trying to better people's lives and through exercise. So trying to
Eric.
What's
main
that?
Topic on the sport. It's the main topic on the Sports Doctor, which is that the new health and wellness really is a combination of not only great and proper nutrition, but also exercise. And it's great, you know. Of course, the hospital-based fitness facility like Edwards Elmhurst allows tremendous credibility to be added to the whole area of health and wellness. So you really landed in a great organization. Again, like I was mentioning to you before we went on the air, I've been doing foot screenings there once a month, every other month, since they built the place, whenever that was, 15, 16 years ago. And I think people really, really look towards the knowledge and the credibility of a fitness facility, wellness facility that has a connection with medicine and the hospital. You know, wasn't that many decades ago, Eric, when medicine didn't know how to spell the word wellness, when it came to how important exercise was. So how's your new experience been over there over at Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness?
Yeah, you know, it's been great. It really does tie in that exercise is medicine and tries to bring in, you know, what we do with the hospitals. You know, we have the different special populations that we try to service with individuals that have cardiovascular disease, diabetes, people who might have orthopedic issues. We do have a prehab program where individuals can come in if they have a surgery that is scheduled and planned, and we basically prepare them for the surgery itself with exercises so the recovery will be faster and more efficient when the time comes when they finish and then go into their actual physical therapy. We really try to focus on, you know, all different aspects of life that come in with people, all different walks of fitness and wellness, and it's really something that sits close to my heart, and I really do enjoy it with the culture, the people I get to work with, and the members I get to serve every day.
Yes, the colleagues over there, my good friend Cindy Eggmeyer, who's been the CEO of the facility for X amount of years, Steve Thorsen, the program director over there, some great people that are involved. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back over 10 years. Before that, I think I have some real and real shows for the 10 years before that. And you could see some of the different local, national, and international guests that we featured on The Sports Doctor, an endless array of topics. You could pick and choose what you might like to listen to. If you zip over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an endless array of articles on topics, whether your son or daughter should be specializing in one sport. What is the best shoe for you or your son or daughter? One of my most popular articles is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. And again, you could follow us on Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with the fitness supervisor, Eric Bishop, Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness Center. I know also over the past year or two, Eric, as mind-body has become such a big deal in the areas of fitness and wellness, and you guys have integrated that really, really well. Yoga programs, other types of programs. Give us a sample of some of the different fitness programs and things that you guys feature.
Oh, wow. We have a lot of different programs that range and reach out to everybody for different things. I mean, when it comes to exercise selection and the classes, we have everything from classes focusing on Parkinson's, MS, individuals with arthritis in the pool and on land. We have cycling courses that can work on people's aerobic capacity. We have Zumba. We have kickboxing. We have attack the ball. We have circuit training with our Group X coursework. And I'm just scratching the surface. We have a new program we're going to be running at the end of September called Road to Fitness, where it'll incorporate circuit training with rowing machines and compound movements involving functional exercises. And then, of course, we have our personal trainers as well. And then they range far and wide in their specialties from, you know, the general population to individuals that would be more special population. Again, diabetes, MS,
yeah,
Parkinson's,
Lori Lassiter,
cancer,
Eric.
Stroke.
Lori Lassiter, one of your personal trainers, who's a longtime runner, marathoner, runs a lot of the running programs, has been a guest on The Sports Doctor a couple of times. I've sent some of my best athletes off season. The young boy, you know, one of my specialties in sports podiatry is the world of figure skating. My poster boy is the young guy who grew up in Naperville, Illinois, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. He used to train over at Seven Bridges right next door to the fitness facility. Evan, of course, went on in 2010 to win the Olympic gold medal. And a lot of his training and the skaters over there, patients of mine, I used to send over to Edwards, and they would put him on various different programs. I know you guys, your predecessor there, Carol Titek, was very involved in the world of soccer and some of these other, you know, getting these kids in, trying to do the two things, Eric, that everybody cares about. Number one, how do we prevent injuries and stay out of trouble? And number two, for those who really, really care, how do we enhance performance? What's the website for Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness? Do you have that on hand, Eric?
I don't, but I can pull it up really quick.
Oh, yeah, let us know in a minute or so what the I think it is. I think it's Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness.org, if I remember, but you can let us know. Were you an athlete yourself in school, Eric?
You know what? As I'm pulling this stuff up, yeah, you know what? When I was in school, believe it or not, my parents were very much like, oh, focus on your studies. Don't do too much of the sports side of it. And I was like, well, I want an outlet. So I didn't do any sports in school, but I did a lot more of just kind of walking in the gym and just trying to soak it up as a sponge. Definitely had my own certified personal trainer, and they gave me some direction, and it really did help quite a bit in terms of, even now, years later, I joke with my parents, I'm like, hey, kind of funny, I'm still the athlete, I'm still the person now who had the mindset and still stays with it, you know, it would have been something maybe to do back then, but my parents were like, no, it's okay, so.
Yeah, Rory University, I used to have your athletic trainers, I've had them on the show over the years. Some of your other different coaches. That's a great school in our local area. And again, we're staying local today. A couple of weeks ago, we were in Australia and England. We try to keep it even here on the Sports Doctor. So again, the myriad of different programs. You know, it's an interesting challenge, Eric. Today, it seems like there's a gym on every other corner. There definitely is a physical therapy group on every other corner. There's been so much new awareness in the importance of fitness and wellness, both physically and mentally. You know, I've talked about obesity and childhood obesity on the Sports Doctor for, gosh, pushing 20 years, give or take a few weeks. Yet, we're still treading water when it comes to obesity and childhood obesity. It's an interesting challenge, and I've always looked at Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness as one of the key educational gyms in the area. Would you agree?
I would agree completely.
Did you find the website, by the way, while you were pulling it up, an expert like you?
Yeah, yeah, I did. The website is www.ehealth.org.
Okay, ehealth.org. where people could find out about all the different programs. Also, when they built your facility, Eric, I remember the emphasis on the children's area. And at that time, this was real new. I was one of the ones who argued with it like or for it like crazy, with a lot of my doctor friends who, you know, thought fitness wasn't a good business model. You know, these guys were in left field back then. But you have a terrific children's program. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, with the children's program here, so we do different things, especially throughout the year, ranging with, you know, if people are bringing their kids in after 6 weeks, or 6 weeks, excuse me, 6 months, up to 10 years, we have different programs that they can go into and be watched and monitored by professional, trained individuals who can make sure the kids are doing well while individuals come in to work out. But we also have different courses and specialties that we run throughout the year. One of them being like our summer classes, the summer course that we have. It's a 12-week program. This allows each individual to come in and they get to go through different games and activities and lunches that are that can be provided, as well as a field trip at the end of each week, or an activity at the end of each week that's planned, that helps bring the kids together and allows them to interact with the community more.
Yes, and as these kids get older, how's the interaction? I know over the years it's always been quite good with the fitness center and the various schools, whether it's high schools or junior high schools, where there would be, you know, various athletes and an endless array of sports would be staying in shape, getting in shape, trying to enhance their performance by working out with some of the different personal trainers over at Edwards.
Right. With individuals coming in to do different activities with the personal trainers?
Yes. That might augment their particular sport, whether it's off season, whether it's during the season. I know that Edward's always included some of those things. And I know when you're talking about how you actually label yourself, not only as a teacher, as an educator, and as a coach, I find that fits into that scenario where sometimes these boys or girls who are playing an endless array of sports benefit from the various skills of the personal trainers, again, trying to do the two things that everybody cares about, which is preventing injuries, especially the epidemic of overuse injuries, which we're so famous for in the United States with these crazy schedules and overdoing it and pushing that situation. It's one of the reasons why I co-authored my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because this is a real, real challenge in that regard. Now, it's a big deal over at Edwards, Eric, that your personal trainers, all certified individuals, aren't they?
That's right. They're all nationally accredited certifications, and they also have their four-year degrees, usually tied to an exercise science, sports medicine, or kinesiology background, or something related.
I think that, yeah, and that becomes very, very important, again, when we're talking about people wanting to know, am I getting the proper knowledge through all of these different areas? And again, the population regarding hospital-based adds an awful lot of confidence. I can't tell you how many people, whether I've sent them to your physical therapy group that's in the facility, whether we've taken advantage of some of the different dietitian and nutritional experts in one regard or another. So it's such a great array put together by all those individuals, headed up again by Cindy Eggmeyer. I don't know how many years she's been there. I don't want to age her. She was on my radio show, Eric, when she was the program director.
Okay.
At Edwards Health Fitness, quite a few years ago in that regard. And so before we run out of time, Eric, again, the fitness supervisor, Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness, give us that website again where people could find out all information with the programs over there.
Sure. So with what it's going to be www.eehealth.org.
Great. Eric Bishop, fitness supervisor. Thanks so much. Eric, hold on quickly. Everybody, we'll be right back. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And we're staying local today. You know, it's 9/11 today. And how apropos, Jessica Crowley is joining us. Jessica helps train first responders. She's an author of a few books. She owns Aspire, Winning Edge, the group. And she's been involved in crisis management. She's been with the police force, a sergeant for like, I think, 25 years. She works also with athletes. So, Jessica, hey, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great. So why don't you give us a little bit of background on you and what you do in these couple of worlds between the first responders and the athletes?
Well, there's really not too much of a difference between first responders and athletes. We view first responders as essentially tactical athletes. We have to stay in shape, have confidence, focus, motivation, and really control our system, our autonomic nervous system, so that we can stay in the game, really. And so as an athlete, I played basketball in college and was a four-year athlete in high school. I really walked away from my athletic career not having a lot of the tools that I think athletes should have had. I played really aggressively and had a hard time managing my energy level. And so fast forward to my first responder career in law enforcement, I had numerous injuries and struggled a little bit with kind of becoming my title, really not knowing who I was as a person, because I was so used to, quote, being an athlete and being a police officer that I wasn't really sure who I was. And I got involved with performance coaching and fell in love with it because the tools it provided me as an individual, as an athlete, and as a first responder, I went, whoa, this is what's needed. We aren't our title. We're so much more than that. And how come nobody's ever given us these tools that can help us change that inner critic to an inner coach, to change those negative influencers around us into positive performance enhancements?
Yeah, you know, Jessica, on the Sports Doctor for decades, we make a big deal out of what I've always called the mental game. When we're talking about all aspects, whether you're the best athlete in the country or whether you're their grandmother, the idea of the whole mental side of things, whether it's recovering from an injury, whether it's trying to be at your peak performance area, or whether it's, again, trying to prevent injuries. And a lot of times we would see that these kinds of challenges, again, with all the rah-rah, especially in high school. Now, you went to high school with my daughter, Jordan, Glenbard West, didn't you?
I did. Good old Hilltopper.
Glenbard, a Hilltopper.
Yes.
a Hilltopper. That's really, it's really a great tradition. They've always had great sports programs. But again, sometimes the emphasis on overdoing it, you know, there's an epidemic of overuse sports injuries in youth sports. Why I co-authored hashtag Hey Sports Parents, this epidemic, both physically and mentally. You know, a season doesn't go by where there's not another story of overzealous parents, what I call these Svengali coaches, pushing these kids sometimes beyond the limits. One of the reasons, one of the chapters in my book, which has got so much hoopla, is called Youth Sports and Drugs. Because of half the kids who are playing sports are living on over-the-counter pain meds because of the fact that they're always injured. And that's why I think your intrusion into what the mental side was, the whole idea of performance medicine, you know, makes so much sense. As an intervention specialist in law enforcement, I can imagine what that kind of experience has lended to this your experiences.
It's really been tremendous, and the advancement in athletes' progress So we'll go back to the injury component. The methods that I use, one technique is called brain spotting, and anytime an athlete has an injury, the brain causes basically what's called muscle guarding. It muscle guards that particular injury so that the athlete is safe. I mean, it truly keeps them safe. However, it helps them get re-injured a little bit quicker, and it doesn't allow them full range of motion to do what it is that they want. For example, I was working with a baseball player. He had an avulsion fracture in his elbow, and he came to me about a year and a half later. He said, you know, I can't pitch. My pitching is awful. And I said, well, tell me about any injuries. And he said, well, I had this avulsion fracture, and I don't know when I got it. And we processed that out using this method called brain spotting. It's basically deactivating or deconditioning the body's physiological response with the brain and allowing full range of motion for his arm. And after we did that, he was able to pitch 85 pitches and 6 strikeouts and had a great game. And so those injuries, our brain is wired to keep us safe. And all of those injuries, time and time again, the athlete's body either tenses and creates a freeze response, or they fight. They get really aggravated and irritated and angry. Well, I decondition that in the brain, and I allow the.
Well, I know you talk about hypnosis and some of these other powerful weapons that yeah. are included in the whole mental area of things. What's the website of Aspire Winning Edge that people would find out about you and the services you provide?
Exactly that. www.aspirewinningedge.com.
Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E, winningedge.com. I know you've authored a couple of books. Talk a little bit about that.
I have. The first one I wrote was Reinforce Your Anchor of Greatness. And it really covers a lot. It's where it's written for athletes. I actually sell them to first responders as part of my work with them as well. And it talks all about how to use these tools that I'm giving them for helping them through that inner critic and building confidence and developing habits and giving them explanations as to why things happen the way they happen. And there's a workbook that goes with it for performance strengthening. And then the second book is The Mind is the Body's Coach. And again, it's giving tools. I truly believe that we lack giving athletes, giving people in general, tools and exercises to create anything that they need from other people, support, confidence, motivation. Those are all the things that they have within themselves.
They could find the books also, Jessica. They could find the books if they go. They could find the books on your website and information about the books on your website.
They can, and they're also on Amazon.
Okay. Do you have a facility where you train people? Do you do home training? What's your modus operandi for your training sessions?
I go on site. So currently, I'm working with the King County Sheriff's Office, and so I go on site there. I'll go to Glenbard West. I work with a team there. People can come to my at-home office. I do a lot of stuff virtually, Zoom and Skype sessions. In this day and age, people don't have a lot of time to be driving back and forth, and I work with people all over the country. So Zoom and Skype work really well for everything that I do.
Again, you know, when you think about the first responders, they're in the news every day. Of course, today is a very, very special day. It's the 18th anniversary of 9/11. And the physicality, let alone the mental side, the fear, the whole side of the idea regarding first responders, but they are and need to be athletes. You know, flying up the stairs and doing all of these other physical sides of things. So I would imagine that the law enforcement must really be very well accepting a lot of attention into the physical side of training of first responders.
They are. You know, we want We want to maintain our physical shape. There's a lot of stuff that happens along the way. As you can imagine, our system is unique in that we produce a lot of cortisol, and that can, down the line, lead to health issues with adrenal fatigue, lack of sleep, some anxiety. And truly, as you started the segment saying, it's the mental side. You know, what's in the body is in the mind, and what's in the mind is in the body. And when we don't take care of the underlying issues, it's very difficult to have a very, very strong and healthy physical body.
This has become a very big deal. You know, I've had experts on from all over the world, again, on what I call the mental game, again, regarding all those different aspects of trying to enhance peak performance, trying to stick with a program, trying to get in shape that might be necessary, whether it's in a team or a physical type sport. I would think the fire department and the police department, are they both involved in some of the different programs you do, or are you mostly on the law enforcement side?
I've worked with a number of firemen, absolutely. I not yet fire departments. That definitely is what I see coming in the future. But right now, I'm once a week at the King County Sheriff's Department, and I work with all their personnel, their sworn, non-sworn correctional officers, and it's been fantastic. The response has been really favorable because I'm not a therapist. There's social workers, there's counselors, there's psychologists that specialize in what they do. I'm not that person. I am taking them from where they are right now and getting them to where they want to go, in addition to providing education. And once they understand why they feel the way they do and how they can get from where they are to where they want to go, and there's a plan and it's goal setting, it's a lot of fun. And they leave with tools, usable tools, which is super important. Super important.
Now, I know that you are a nutritionist. And again, you know, all aspects of fitness and performance and injury prevention, et cetera, all involve a very, very huge component of proper and smart eating. And I know you pay a lot of attention to that also. You know, it's like I've been talking about obesity and childhood obesity for 20-something years, give or take a few weeks. We're still treading water. There's always tremendous emphasis on, you know, why all of these policemen, they're overweight, and et cetera, et cetera. So talk a little bit about your emphasis on the nutritional side of things.
Well, without the proper mindset, without helping them understand what's happening neurologically and physiologically within their bodies, it's very difficult to change eating habits. So a lot of what I do is spend time explaining what happens in our autonomic nervous system. Why are we always in a state of hypervigilance? And when we have a buildup of cortisol, that cortisol is on coming from our adrenal
fight
gland.
Or flight. That's
absolutely.
The old fight or flight, isn't it?
You bet. And it really...
We're going to talk more about it, Jessica. We're going to talk more about it. We'll be right back, everybody. We're going to be back with Jessica. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. You go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows and go back years and years and see who was on, what were the topics, listen to whatever you would like. You could zip over to newspaper articles and magazines. You can read my latest articles on orthotics and special shoe gear and figure skating, et cetera, with lower extremity magazine. We're talking with Jessica Crowley, 25-year sergeant, crisis intervention specialist, wellness coordinator, hostage negotiator. She's the owner of Aspire Winning Edge. She works with athletes and first responders. We were talking about her tremendous emphasis on the mindset and some of the different tools that she likes people to be able to establish. Talk about the tool of hypnosis and how you see that fitting in with all of these different things you're doing to help some of these individuals.
So hypnosis is basically, and I'm going to quote a real well-known hypnotist in Chicago. His name is Larry Garrett, and he said to me, you know, hypnosis is to the mind like magic is to the eye. And hypnosis is an incredible tool for us. We're actually in the state of hypnosis 80% of our day. Most people don't recognize it as hypnosis, but that's truly the case. It's such a positive way to enhance what we do, to get rid of things that we don't want, and to create more of what we do want. And I've been really, really happy with the results of using hypnosis in a law enforcement setting. With my work at the Sheriff's Department, there's been so many people that come in, oh, no way, I don't want to do it. And by the end of the session, I look at them and say, well, what was that like? And they're like, what do you mean, what was what like? And I said, well, you just experienced hypnosis, and they had no idea. Because the view of what happens on TV is completely different than what it is that we do.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those words. It's one of those topics and words that's got a million definitions and a million different ways.
It does. It's amazing. It's an awesome tool.
Yes, and in so many ways, again, whether we're talking about high performance, whether we're talking about focus, whether we're talking about mindfulness, being in the moment, can you forget the last shot that you missed and, you know, move forward? All of these things, which are such a big deal, or can you handle mentally the challenge of coming back from a serious injury? You mentioned this young kid with his elbow, and the endless array of injuries, which are no less important, to say the least, when we're talking about first responders, when we're talking about athletes. And I think at the beginning of our interview, you said something quite profound. I agree with it totally, which is there's not a heck of a lot of difference when we're talking about the kind of training that becomes necessary. You know, I used to see some firemen who were patients, you know, they're lugging around 40, 50, 60 pounds of gear on their body. They better be in shape when you're talking about running upstairs and doing all the things that they really, 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 really need to do. And in the past, there weren't that many programs, it seemed, where the organizations were really, really paying attention to how important this was. So I would expect, again, that law enforcement has embraced you and what you're doing in a big way.
They've really embraced wellness across the books. There are so many amazing programs, physical fitness programs, things that don't necessarily incorporate the mental side of things as I do, but law enforcement and first responders in general are acknowledging the fact that these wellness programs are crucial, and they really, really impact the mental side of what we do as well. Athletes might get injured more on a physical level. First responders take that in through vision. We see visual trauma. And so where it may not be happening physically to our body as much as it does to an athlete, we're actually seeing that visually, and the effect is so profound, so profound.
I would imagine that deprogramming somebody who knows what you guys see in 25 years of law enforcement and hostage negotiations, really,
yeah.
Who could imagine what you guys deal with? And it doesn't take long to understand the extremely powerful, again, mindset and mental game that's involved with somebody even be able to handle some of this stuff, come home and deal with getting back to normalcy, you know, these post-traumatic brain problems. This is a very, very big deal, and it sounds like a lot of what you do really, really fits into that world, and it's very, very commendable to be able to deal with that. You know, we'd have to say, hey, how are you doing mentally, Jessica? You know, right?
Right, right, yeah.
How's those sports psychology skills?
It's been tremendous, and it's so invaluable. There's so many different modalities out there, not just through what I do, but there's some amazing psychologists. There's amazing individuals who specialize in working with first responders that are out there every day doing it. There are teams that work with agencies as well with crisis management. So it's small right now. It's growing, and there are so many tools for us, and it's getting out there and teaching first responders that, yes, there's psychotherapy. There is so much out there. Use it. Use it.
What are some of the bullets? Give us a couple of bullets in your newest book, Knockout, you know, the Body's Coach, Stopping You. Give us the title and some bullets on your newest book.
Sure. So The Mind is the Body's Coach, Knockout What's Stopping You was really a small, quick, usable guide for people to just begin to work on themselves, to have the ability to work through some of their own things that they want to strengthen and or get rid of. So it's talking about building it from the inside out and embracing vulnerability and how to turn some of the negative things that they experience into positive performance enhancers. I always use the definition of a golfer. If a golfer wakes up and it's raining and they have a tournament and they can't stand playing in the rain, that's a negative environmental influencer. And as a performance coach, one of the recommends is we'll go out and every time it rains, play golf. Why? You turn that into a positive. You build your skills in the rain, and the next time it rains, it doesn't affect you. You're actually really, really good, and your head's in the game.
Plus, you remember your umbrella. You know, when you talk about embracing vulnerability, that's a powerful point, embracing vulnerability and mentioning that for people to, you know, pay attention to those kinds of realities. Again, you know, when you're talking about performance coaching.
Yeah. Exactly, and the vulnerability component comes from law enforcement, it comes from athletes, it's everybody, because the word control is so important. So many people need to have control, and they think...
You know, Jessica, we ran out of time. I can't believe it. Please give us the website again for people to find out about your programs and books.
They can go to www.aspirewinningedge.com. I appreciate you having me today.
AspireWinningEdge.com. Jessica Crowley, terrific. Hold on, Jessica. We're going to be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors in segments.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505. Or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. We are back with the Sports Doctors In segment. You're listening to the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We've got a couple of great shows coming up. Next week, I've got returning Rob Fletcher. Rob is the Martial Arts Hall of Famer. Rob is the initiator of the America's Next Great Trainer. He's got a fantastic new series of programs. He's been all over the media about self-defense for our children, our school children, and all different aspects. And then my friend Paul Calloway, one of the leading gurus of golf fitness. He heads the golf performance program over at Cantigny Golf, and the Golf Academy. We go way back. And the following week, we've got Barry French returning with his fantastic Trazer training movement program that's become very, very popular in all sorts of sports and schools, physical therapy groups. He'll be returning. And then one of my fave sports medicine specialists, Dr. Tony Liazzo, we've got him coming back next week also. So as a matter of fact, in 2 weeks, some great shows coming up. On the Sports Doctors In segment here, we've got some emails. Again, if you email me, drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com, we'll add you to the mix. What do we got here? Stacy says, my 12-year-old son plays serious tennis. He started about 9. He plays 5 days a week in various clubs. He's had problems on and off with his arches. We've changed shoes. We put arch supports in. You know, Stacy, going back to Tracy Austin and John McEnroe, man, that I put orthotics in their shoes, Jimmy Connors, orthotics is the key. Arch supports bought at the store are size related. There's an endless array. They can be helpful, but often they're not. You want to see podiatry? Custom orthotics is one of the best ways for optimum alignment of the foot, ankle, lower leg. When it's an arch problem, we start looking at the plantar fascia, plantar fasciitis, inflammation of the band of fiber on the bottom of the foot that attaches the toes to the heel. And when that's a problem that stays with us, we have to pay attention to your son's foot type. Is he pronated with excessively flat feet? Does he have high rigid arches? What's his foot mechanics? And then we can match him to not only the best shoe for him, but the optimum proper custom orthotics and many times some physical therapy, some strengthening of those particular areas. Because the key point with you is that your son's had recurrent problems. Tennis is a very, very physical sport. You might also have to pay attention, Stacy, to what I call intelligent rest. One of our biggest problems is overdoing it, over stress. And we want to pay attention to backing off and getting some rest mixed in properly. Jerry asks, my 15-year-old daughter is a figure skater. She's been skating for, gosh, 10 years. She does double jumps. She's working on triples. She's had on and off knee problems over the past few years. You know, Jerry, as a sports podiatrist, over half the girls I see are knee problems. And I sing them the song initially that the foot bone's connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone. Very, very often foot mechanics are one of the major reasons with knee problems, especially in the world of figure skating. We've had great success over the years adding orthotics, custom orthotics. I've been putting custom orthotics in figure skates for, gosh, almost 4 decades. Like I mentioned during the show, my poster boy, the 2010 Men's Olympic Figure Skating Gold Medalist, Evan Lysacek, grew up in Naperville, Illinois. He was 10 years old. We put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. So you really want to pay attention. At your daughter's age, she might have had a big growth spurt. Sometimes we'll see stress on the knee, kneecap ligaments. so-called Osgood Schlatter syndrome, where the bones grow faster than the soft tissue. We start putting those pressures on there. But include podiatry, have your daughter's foot type evaluated. Also touch base with the whoever fitted her for the boots and what type of boot that she's in. When the knee problems are ongoing, we start paying big attention to mechanics. Again, the typical knee problem is excessive pronation, flat-type feet, which increases rotation of the knees. When you lock those feet in a boot like a figure skate, you really put excessive stress on areas above. So you really want to pay attention. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, click on orthotics, you can read all about it. Tom says, in your book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, you talk about two essential exercises. Yes, Tom, I do. They're not the only exercises, but they should be included. I don't care what your son or daughter sport that they play. I don't care what their age is. I don't care what their level is. Those two essential exercises are balance, working on balance, stability, tilt boards, mini trams, BOSU, sand dune stepper, where you are creating imbalance and you are demanding stability of all the stabilizers of the lower extremity, the back, the hips, the butt, the core. Work balance. If you need supervision, learning what to do, see a good physical therapist. The other area of exercise is strengthen those feet and ankles. I'm a big fan, of course, I'm prejudiced as a sports podiatrist. I love rubber band strengthening. It's very, very safe. You could be the best athlete in the world, and you can really stress and work those areas with rubber bands. Again, you got to know what you're doing. So you might, well, number one, you could buy the book. Go to physical therapy. Go to your son or daughter's athletic trainer and learn how to do a proper technique with rubber band exercise. You can work the whole range of motion of the foot ankle. You know, I've never met an athlete with overdeveloped ankle. It's a weak link. It's still the most commonly injured area. So you want to strengthen those feet and ankles. You want to work balance. Denise asked, you know, my bunions hurt with jogging. Is this always a surgical problem? You know, bunion is not a medical term. We're talking about the dislocation of the big toe joint. Many times it's noted with that bump on the inner side of the big toe. We can many times deal with this conservatively with the proper shoes. Orthotics can be very, very helpful. I would not jump into surgery as the first form of treatment. Surgery today is very successful. Podiatry is very, very successful in dealing with bunion problems. But there are three reasons that people have bunion surgery. One is pain. Two is shoes. Three is cosmetics. And I would look conservatively, absolutely, especially if you're a runner, where we can get some very, very good success conservatively by proper support and proper shoes, proper strengthening. Robert says, you talk a lot. You've had many chiropractors on your shows regarding for athletes. Absolutely, Robert. I don't know a serious athlete that doesn't include chiropractic care where they're talking about hands-on strengthening, hands-on stabilization, manipulation of various areas of the body, whether it's upper or lower extremity. It's one of the most effective ways of non-drug-related sports medicine care. So I'm a big fan, not only for chiropractic medicine dealing with injury, but being one of the best ways of preventing problems and enhancing performance. Real quickly, people asked in the book about the prodigy sports. We'd love boys and girls to play all sorts of different sports, to use different parts of the body. But when we're talking about something like figure skating, for example, something like gymnastics, for example, where these kids only want to play the one sport, we understand that. We want these parents to get physical therapy involved to get these kids properly trained to stay out of trouble. Bingo, bango, we are done. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. See you next week.